Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I've got no idea how they've done it, but my goodness gracious me, that is a vital 3 points for Liverpool. Two own goals from Wout Faze, I think that's his name, gives Liverpool 3 points. Errol, it wasn't pretty at all. It was uncomfortable. We've had a couple of injuries there as well. But we said before the game, you just take 3 points wherever you can get it. It wasn't great. And there'll be inquests, I'm sure, because it wasn't brilliant.
Yeah.
But you mentioned before, but where does this leave Liverpool on the table? It's taking them to six still. They're still in six, but they've closed the gap to Manchester United to a point. Obviously, they've got a game in hand on us. They're only 2 points behind Tottenham in fourth, who don't have a game in hand. So that's what it's done. It was a massive 3 points. But I think it's fair to say Leicester will be feel hard done by. And listen, if that game were a draw,
Feels hard done by, yeah.
Liverpool weren't quite at it, but they just about got it done, I suppose.
I think they just about got it done, but let's be honest, like, in that second half, the big chances fell to Liverpool, and I think that's what we was expecting. Yeah. We was expecting us to step up the levels in that second half of the game. That chance that Nunes has, Salah has a chance, and you'd pretty much have put good money on Salah to have slotted that, and he doesn't. I think we improved as a team in the second half, despite all the changes and the chopping around that Klopp went on to do, because you lose Robbo,
Harvey
then moves over to the left-hand side, then he comes off, then you put a Naby Keita on. So there was a lot of chopping and changing, which could have disturbed the way that we played. But I think, you know, someone in the comments had mentioned it as well. It didn't seem like the midfield had a lot of rhythm at the point in time anyway. It didn't seem like there was a lot of unity in whatever we was trying to achieve. And it was a scrappy performance from Liverpool. I don't think anyone will be fooled by that performance, especially as you were saying, as fans. You know, it's great that the players might have that confidence again, but we want to believe and we want to have that confidence that, you know, these runs, we're going to go on a run of games now where we're going to get wins under our belt. But this performance, to me, still has loads of question marks to say. Where's the stability going to come from in midfield? How are we going to link that to our front three? And then when are any of those front three players going to become clinical again and start to go on a bit of a goal scoring run themselves? So there's still plenty of questions to be asked. However, I said it to you before, mate, and I'll say it again. Win by any means necessary. See out the year. In the same way when we seen off signed off for the World Cup, just sign off for the win, see it out. Same thing had to be said at the close of the year. Go out to 2022 with a win. As you've said there, get the points on the board. Let the other teams now look up to us and look to think we now can't afford to drop points. This Liverpool team are breathing down our neck, because by the end of January, we could have cemented ourselves in top four. And then it's a case of staying with the chasing pack then. And that's the objective for us now. We've got to manage games a whole lot better.
Absolutely. You've closed the gap for sure. We've got a couple of super chats here. Rabadam, 3 points on what was a god awful day. I'll take that every time. And Rem, it looked like Thiago was the one playing the six tonight. Thanks very much for your super chat.
I've got
a member, Jeff from Dickie Red. Liverpool are sixth, 4 points clear of Brighton. Yeah, it's not where we wanted to be per se at the start of the season, but it isn't a bad one in terms of where we found ourselves to be closing that gap on Tottenham in fourth, because we were miles off it. I'd add in the Discord, stay, it was the worst win ever. Let's never speak of this again. I've got to speak about it for a while today. What I would say is that, what's mad, I'm going to bring the stats up on the screen. If Aaron, if you can bring them up for us, please, mate. It says shots on target for Leicester was only two, and one of those was the goal.
Yeah,
like it wasn't as if Liverpool it was mad. Like, in that second half, especially, Leicester didn't feel like Alisson was making save after save after save. We just, I thought
it was the runs from Leicester that had me more worried.
We defended,
than the
I thought we defended them okay.
Yeah. I think Trent defended them really well as well.
I think the midfield was iffy.
Yeah.
And up front, we were so wasteful. If I said I predicted 4-1, and listen, we got two lucky goals. Don't underestimate that. But on a, you know, Salah take, that's a big chance. Like, you just
massive
expect
chance,
Mo Salah to
massive
score.
Chance.
Darwin, you'd expect him. Well, maybe at the, who knows at this moment in time. But in theory, he should have scored that. Yeah. At least hit the target when he goes over the bar. There was chances for Liverpool to put it away, and that's the thing is that
we could have made that last 20 minutes comfortable.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
It was by the end of it. Listen to the team. If I say this was Liverpool's team for any game, you'd be like, what happened there? But it's. We end up with Kostas, Virgil,
Matip
Gomez, Bajcetic, Keita,
Thiago,
Henderson, Nunes, Salah. It was an odd team that we ended up with on the pitch because of a few injuries and a few things in there. I actually thought the defenders, I don't think they started well at all, and it was a horrendous goal to concede. Yeah. I actually think after that they did okay. The midfield was poor all game, other than Thiago. Thiago was excellent, I thought. And like I say, listen, you can say this sometimes, like, Mo Salah has to score, Nunes has to score, and ultimately, if it wasn't for a couple of oggies, it might have been, again, we could have been ruining it, but...
Two-faced, too furious.
So in a weird way, against Villa, the defenders got a lot of stick.
Yeah.
I actually think, they didn't, again, first 20 were poor, they recovered well,
better,
which
yeah.
I suppose shows something, I guess, like a bit of togetherness, a bit of spirit. They worked it out, because... By the end of it, Van Dijk was heading everything and kicking everything, and Matip was doing well. You mentioned Alexander-Arnold a couple of times against Harvey Barnes, did really well.
Did really well.
So I thought the defence picked up a little bit, but yeah, listen, it's a win that you just take, but like I think the general consensus, there's levels.
Mate,
to get to.
I'll take it and close the chapter on 2022. Do you get me? Like, just take it, close the book and say, that's the end of the year, dust yourselves off, new year, new mentality, we've got new faces in the dressing room, we've got some players that are going to be coming back from injury. We just need to now forget what's happened before. We are well and truly in the midst of battling now for top four. That is not where we want to be. That is not our ambitions, but that is the reality. And sometimes in life, you just got to deal with the reality that's in front of you. And Liverpool have got an opportunity now, as you said, who's at the fork of the road. And like that meme, just skating off. We've now rescued it to the point where it wasn't pretty, but it was written today that Liverpool weren't going to lose.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, that meant that FaZe had to score two own goals for that to be the case. But it's happened. We've now put the points on the board. We can now look towards Brentford and think, right, because Brentford, if I'm not mistaken, have just went and beat West Ham.
Yeah.
West Ham's night and their year has just ended poorly. He was already a point off the relegation zone. So Brentford are going to be buoyed, G'd up. They're the team that, again, gave Tottenham a front since the restart. They've given Tottenham a good run for their money. They've went and beat West Ham. So they're London teams, they're other derby games for them, big games that they're going to get themselves up for. They've done well, 4 points out of six there, and now they're going to come and play Liverpool. So then they're not going to be feeling low on confidence or feeling like they've got a complex that they're going up against a big team. They'll be up for it. So Liverpool again, and we know in the past Brentford have caused us issues. This is another opportunity where now Liverpool have to get all the hoodoo of the last couple of games, the start of the season, out of their minds. Now clear the thoughts, clear the mindset, and just go again. But you need to take games seriously from that first whistle, because it's been a constant thorn on our side all season. It's those early goals that we concede. Teams are not only going to punish us, but they'll continue to punish us, and we won't be able to play our game if we're constantly having to work our way into a game.
It was one of the worst goals you'd ever conceded.
Oh, mate, it was fucking awful.
That's a bad
game. Awful.
From about five different players. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Really bad. And I wonder, like I say...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You basically rolled out the red carpet to man and gave him a path to goal and said, go ahead, have a 1v1.
Yeah, honestly,
like, you know, back in the day where they used to do the penalties, funny, didn't they?
The American shootout.
That's what it was like.
Yeah, go and have a one-on-one. Like.
Yeah, just go have a one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely, it was horrendous. But what I would say is that, like, say, that phase, the first one for him was unlucky. Although there was, I saw someone in the comments say, like, there was an audible shout from the goalie, so we maybe should have left that. Like, then I can't confirm.
It's too late. He's already threw his body at him, really.
The second one's a shocker.
Yeah.
But we've not really covered ourselves in glory. But I suppose, come the end of the season, you'll remember this game forever of the time the lads scored 2 own goals. But it's one that's just one way you hope you come fourth or third or whatever. Liverpool come top four comfortably, and it's just fucking happening. And you laugh about it. Sometimes you just need a bit of luck. Because the reason that Liverpool aren't first or second in the league is because the quality of whatever reason isn't been there. I always think, like, top four, it can be a bounce of ball, it can be a bit of a luck. You know, Liverpool's goalie has to score once to get them into this can happen when you're in top four, is you just need the bounce of the ball to go your way. There's been times it hasn't gone Liverpool's way, and today it just did, and you take it and you move on. Like you say, you have to up it, because like Dean says in the chat here in the Discord, it says that was a big win, but we really need to up the performance against Brentford. But 3 points is 3 points.
Yeah, you can't expect to continue to perform like that and get the results.
Mate, that, Thomas Frank will be looking at that thinking, we can get that.
And Leicester was the same. I said to you halfway through the commentary, there, sitting there, and I'm saying to you, how can a Leicester team look at their fixtures and think, we've got more chance at Anfield against Liverpool than we have at home against Newcastle, so let's put our eggs into the performance around Christmas. That's the performance we're going to go for. That in itself is scary. That should be alarm bells. Those players should be thinking, why do they feel like they can square up to us and have us on a one? Like, that can't happen. So Brentford will be the exact same, and they'll have more reason to believe and carry on that way, simply because their form recently hasn't been bad. They've been putting in performances. They've been competitive. They've been competitive against another top four team. They went and just done another team that are facing a relegation battle in West Ham and dispatched of them. So they're going to come to, or we're going to go to them, and it's going to be a game where we know we're going to be in for the game because they are performing at the minute. So you're going to have to perform now, and that, to me, is what you want, because you can make no bones about it. You could say you can expect Leicester to play up, but how much up can they play when they've not been playing great footy? Do you know what I mean? It's anyone's guess what Leicester's going to turn up. But right now, you know, with almost most certainty that Brentford are going to turn up and perform.
And yeah, Liverpool got work to do. Right then, we're going to start wrapping up there. But if you want to get involved in the next show, then the fan reaction show will be live on YouTube very, very shortly. Head over to the Twitter account, get your thoughts in there. If you're one of our YouTube members, you can use the chat. If you're one of our Red Men Plus Club Legends, you can use your Discord chat. Then later on, I'll be over at the board for the player rating show, which could be absolutely wild. The Liverpool have won a game, but there's probably going to be Errol Smiles as he watches Liverpool.
That's like, he's celebrating to say, yes, it's gone. And then he realised it's hit the post, and then it got, oh, mate, quality.
Class, yeah, quality. Yeah. And I'll be over the ball with the player rating show, yeah. And then later on, over on Red Men Plus, we will have the instant match reaction. So, yeah, if you want to get involved with me and Errol talking about that one. And then tomorrow morning on Red Men Plus as well, Paul will be hosting the final wage of going even more into detail. But, yeah, Liverpool probably got away with one. They wrapped 2022 up with a win. It wasn't pretty, it wasn't easy, it was anything but comfortable. 3 points is 3 points as Liverpool try and secure Champions League football once again. Right, thank you to everyone who's joined us for a watch along throughout 2022. It's been an absolute blast. We'll be back for the Brentford game in 2023. So if we don't talk to you before then, have a happy, happy new year. And yeah, up the Reds. See you in a bit.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.